In this bulletin, opposition leader Peter Dutton criticises what he describes as confusion around the voting system for the Voice referendum. Artists in Central Australia are mourning the death of one of Australia's greatest champions of Indigenous art. And Donald Trump set to become the first former US president to submit to a mugshot when he surrenders at an Atlanta jail. Education Minister Jason Clarke has defended the Electoral Commission's ballot paper for the Voice referendum after the federal opposition criticised it as confusing. Under the current instructions, you can write yes or no or tick for yes, but if you write a cross for no, it won't be accepted. He told Channel 7 the form mirrors that seen in the 1999 referendum on whether or not Australia should become a republic.
You know, part of the argument they're making is it's going to cause a heap of confusion. When John Howard held a referendum into the Republic, same rules, worked fine. I think there were less than 1% of votes were informal. So I think that pricks the bubble of this argument that this is going to cause some sort of confusion.
The opposition insists if a tick can be counted for yes, then a cross should be counted for no. Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Ley told Channel 7 the government should write to the Electoral Commission and request clarity on the ballot paper.
This is the modern era, and we have a lot more Australians who don't speak English, and we want everyone to vote at this referendum. So, quite simply, what would people think? A tick is yes, a cross is no. I actually would expect Jason and his team to be writing similarly to the AEC to actually ask for the rules to be fair.
Artists in Central Australia are mourning the death of one of Australia's greatest champions of Indigenous art. 59-year-old gallery owner Tim Klinginger is credited with putting Australian Western Desert art on the global stage. His loss is being felt at Purple House Health Service, where Mr. Klinginger organised an Indigenous art auction that raised $1 million for the Western Desert Dialysis Appeal. Artist Bobby West now receives kidney dialysis at the centre his art helped pay for. He says Mr. Klinginger will be greatly missed.
We was hoping to continue working, collect some canvas for my people. Yeah, but I'm going to miss you, Tim.
The federal government has delivered an updated plan for the management of the Murray-Darling Basin, one of Australia's most complicated and important river systems. South Australia, Queensland and New South Wales have all agreed on the new plan, but Victoria have refused to sign on. The basin has been described as the food bowl of the nation, with its agriculture industry worth around $24 billion a year. With so much at stake, there have been long concerns about how the river system is managed, including for irrigation. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has announced a revised plan that hopes to address those concerns by extending the deadline and funding for water to be returned to the river system through buybacks.
The Murray-Darling Basin Plan is an incredible piece of cooperation between the Commonwealth and the Murray-Darling Basin states and the ACT. It came out of a period of environmental catastrophe, and it's designed to avoid another environmental catastrophe.
Former US President Donald Trump has posted a message on his Truth Social account before heading down to Georgia to face felony charges. In his post, Trump called Fulton County District Attorney, who is prosecuting him, Fannie Willis, a radical left lowlife district attorney, and reiterated his claim that the 2020 election, which he lost, was rigged and stolen.
213 million views and still counting. The biggest video on social media ever. More than double the Super Bowl. But please excuse me, I have to start getting ready to head down to Atlanta, Georgia, where murder and other violent crimes have reached levels never seen before, to get arrested by a radical left, low-life district attorney, Fannie Willis, for a perfect phone call, and having the audacity to challenge a rigged and stolen election. The evidence is irrefutable. Arrest time, 7:30 p.m.
Trump is set to pay a $200,000 bond package, which includes standard provisions barring him from making direct or indirect threats against witnesses or his 18 co-defendants in the case. Warner Brothers Movie Studio will delay the planned November release of big-budget Dune sequel until March because its stars cannot promote the movie during the Hollywood actors' strike. The decision deals a blow to cinema chains such as AMC Entertainment, Cineplex and Cinemark, which are still trying to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. Dune was one of the most anticipated films on the late 2023 schedule. Top stars have refused to promote upcoming projects since the SAG-AFTRA Actors Union joined striking Hollywood writers and walked off the job on July 14. The actors' strike has promoted other movie studios to adjust film schedules in the absence of celebrities to hit red carpets or talk shows. Scientists have made a breakthrough with endometrial cancer after finding a link between the condition and testosterone levels. Women with higher levels of the hormone have a greater risk of developing endometrial cancer, according to the new research from scientists at the QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute. Hysterectomies are often the go-to treatment because there are few other options. However, it's hoped the discovery could change that, as it's a highly invasive procedure and affects fertility in younger patients. Senior author Dr. Tracy O'Mara said it was promising to see testosterone levels emerge so strongly as a likely risk factor because a person's testosterone can be modified. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy 20, Melbourne, mostly sunny 19, Hobart, a shower or two 14, Albury-Wodonga, partly cloudy 18, Canberra, much the same 18, Wollongong, mostly sunny 21, Sydney, sunny 22, Newcastle, similar conditions 23, Brisbane, mostly sunny 25, Townsville, also sunny and 28, Cairns, a shower or two, 27, Alice Springs, sunny 27, Darwin, sunny 35, and the Torres Strait Islands, partly cloudy, 31. And that is NITV Radio News.